Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast again here on SweatNet. I'm your host, Seal. And again, I'm excited you're here today. There's some fun conversation that we're going to be having today. But before we get to that with my next guest, make sure you have registered for Strong Camp, which is on May 22nd and 23rd here in Charlotte. You can go to strongcamp.com to register now. We are going to have a weekend. It's 2 days, workouts, seminars. Just an incredible time for all of us to come together. And then the next one is Be Amazing Weekend. Registration is officially open. We have the Be Amazing 5K. We have Miss Be Amazing Bikini Competition. We have the Be Amazing Showcase and the Be Amazing Gala. And this, again, is another women's weekend. It's a fitness weekend. It's just such an incredible opportunity to come together. It's October 15th and 16th. We want you to come celebrate with us. The 5K run is going to be benefiting Girls on the Run. And the gala celebration, we have the special entertainment with Men in Bras, which will be benefiting Carolina Breast Friends. So I just encourage you, grab your gal pals, make it a girls' weekend, and join us. And you can go to beamazingweekend.com to register. So let's go. Let's get this started. So now let's talk about my guest today. Are you a solopreneur or a small business owner that thinks of hiring a publicist, but that's just too expensive for you? Then this podcast is definitely for you. Meet Arden and hear how she consults with clients to discover their why and tell their story of their authentic self to those that will want to hear their message. Arden understands that not everyone can afford thousands of dollars per month to keep a PR firm on retainer, which is why she focuses on short-term projects and has a PR club online where she provides education and tools for the do-it-yourself entrepreneur looking for help for less than 50 bucks a month. Arden has a degree in journalism from UNC Chapel Hill. When the job offers didn't come rolling in as she expected upon graduating, Arden quickly began honing her skills in networking and self-promotion. Hear how she's taken those lessons learned and combined them with her natural role as a supporting character to highlight and elevate her clients' businesses. Stay tuned for an incredible conversation with Arden. All right, welcome to the show, Arden. I'm so glad you're on. I'm fortunate to know you and be able to call you a friend, but also you are a tremendous leader in this community, and especially when it comes to PR. But before we get started on all that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Arden. I actually am a publicist that focuses in on solopreneurs and small business owners who have some kind of something in their life, and they need to break through and really live their purpose. And that purpose then leads to them being able to tell their story better. So as I've unpacked like who I love to work with and who I love to be around, I'm always around people that they're like, if I could just get comfortable with this, or if I could just get comfortable with my story, which is what I lean on a lot, I could break through and really do a great job. And I have found I'm really good at unpacking that for people and then teaching them how to get press for it, whether it's social media or whether it's like becoming a podcaster or a blogger or creating cool events. I'm that publicist with a almost like a counselor on the grit, setting up a solid foundation for you.
I am so thankful for the part that you've helped me with Be Amazing, because, you know, 2018 was a big year for me personally. And one was really putting Be Amazing out there, because we did the first Be Amazing showcase in 2018. It was amazing. And the other side of that is you helped me with Dancing with the Stars for Charlotte, benefiting Carolina Breast Friends and the Pink House. And you were a huge piece of that. And I'm very grateful and thankful for all the time that you took and helping me really unpack my story. It was the really working with you is what really helped me launch forward. So, you know, talking about helping people unpack their story, I want to kind of go back to the root of that, because I feel like that comes from like your love for books, like your love for story, your love for reading. And share with us a little bit about that.
So it's really interesting when you sent me that question, because I just read a lot of books, and it is frustrating for me to read books sometimes because I know exactly how they're going to end. I can read thrillers and go, that's the killer. Like, and that's what makes it also hard for me to talk about who I am, because there's just this innate distinction. This, like, I walk so much in my, like, instincts that I know what you see in books are, there's always a supporting character and you've got your star and your star's just killing it because they're like perfect. I'm always the supporting character. I'm always like the funny little quirky one on the side, or the one like in, I'm always the Joan Cusack character, where she's like in our Runaway Bride and she's like, maybe it was a V for victory, or maybe it was a W for wedding. Like, W for wedding, that they're going to fly off. That is me all the time. So because I know my role and I see myself as that supporting character, I am the PR person that puts you in front of the camera. And I've always loved books. I was trying to figure out like how to answer that question for you too. I don't know. I just love a fantasy world. I am very much an Enneagram 7. So it is hard, hard, hard for me to live in this real world. It is hard for me to watch negativity and not being able to control it. So with PR and with my clients really trust me, I can control your message and I can control your narrative because I believe in you and I don't take on anyone that I don't believe in. And I believe in you and I figure out how I'm going to get you there. And I never look at it and go, no, granted, my price is that price. But I always look at it and go, what is one way I could work with this person to meet their needs without, you know, gouging the system or whatever. It's why I've created a course. Like, some people cannot afford a retainer starting, even with me, it's like $1,000 to start for a couple of hours a month if you want me on retainer, because that like guarantees I'm going to be there for you. What if you can't afford that? Well, you could afford a PR course to teach yourself that. You could afford a PR club, which is only $47 a month, where I'm teaching you the new trends that are coming in. My purpose is to gather people and empower them to tell their story. And I just know how to do that. I've read so much. My counselor did say, maybe you should have read more nonfiction, but I'm just not drawn to it. I'm drawn to controlling the narrative and pushing it forward because there's too many people that don't know how great they are. Like when you first came to me, you didn't know, like you sort of knew, but like even hearing your story for the first time, I'm like, she doesn't know how baller she is. Like she's just now starting to go, holy crap, it's August and I'm already hit my sales goal. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was in me, or the people that are drawn to you. And I think a lot of us who are really good in spirit and good at our core, good in our out part, like good in all of us, right? Like you radiate goodness. I attempt to radiate goodness. People take advantage of that all the time. So I look for those people that someone else has taken advantage of, or someone hasn't seen, or someone tries to inject themselves into it. I find them and pull them into my circle and help them move forward, because someone has to be your cheerleader. Someone has to be your supporting character, and not everyone can be the star, and that's totally fine. Not everyone's Jennifer Aniston. Some people are Lisa Kudrow, and I love Lisa Kudrow, right? Like,
yes, you know, who doesn't?
Yeah, but you got to know your place. And so that's what story and reading has taught me, is the importance of every character. And some of it is, stop watching Hallmark movies. Not everything ends that way.
But I love Hallmark movies, especially right
now. I do. If you just need to feel good, if you need to look at beautiful people with semi-okay acting skills, that is the place to go.
Well, so this love for books, and you've just talked about all the ways that you can help people with PR. What drew you to PR? Like, what drew you to want to do that as a profession?
You did ask a lot of good questions, and you know, that's me, the journalist, coming out. So I went to Chapel Hill, really for the journalism school. I was always a writer. I won lots of writing awards growing up. I was the editor of our high school newspaper. I managed to cause some trouble as the editor of the paper. I loved it. Like, I loved that the principal came in and had this whole conversation with us about like the parking lot and why it was a cluster. And he was trying to explain it to us. And I was like, nah, doesn't make sense. You know, you're a stupid 17-year-old that thinks you know everything. But the power in that was like, rah. So I went to Chapel Hill for the journalism school. I was talking to somebody last night and they were like, talking about their kid wanting to go to App State or Wilmington. I was like, no one told me you could go to the school at the beach. Like, I didn't know that Wilmington or Coastal Carolina or these are options. I'm pretty sure my parents did that on purpose. No one told me. I mean, I would have been really tan, living my lemon quench girl dreams. Like, I always want to be a lemon quench girl. So, but I needed to be an adult and went to Chapel Hill for the journalism school. Really, at that time, there were only five sequences because I'm 42. I'm really old. And the five sequences were like news, editorial, advertising, public relations, then broadcasting, and one other. And broadcasting seemed like the right fit for me, but it just, something about it didn't click. Even at that time, they knew newspapers. I mean, this was 96 when I got into the journalism school. I got in as a freshman. No one does that, but I did. That's how you know you're walking your calling too, right? Like, you take the test for the first time, you get in. Like, I'm as a freshman in the J school. And they knew at that time newsprint was going away. 21 years ago. So I was like, and I will be honest, I didn't do PR because the PR class is always booked up all the time. And I didn't want to have to wait for classes. I wanted to schedule it how I wanted to. So I did advertising, which was actually fantastic for me because I'm great at one-liners. I'm a terrible designer, but I'm really creative and great at one-liners. Paul, put a pin in that. I also learned that Carolina had this creative writing program that you could apply for. And I got into that. And so I minored in creative writing and did no internships. Had no idea what an internship was. Like, I think I went on one interview and like botched that thing up terribly. Like, just had no clue what I was doing except going to school and having a good time. Like, I thought that was my job. Go to school, work at Abercrombie and Fitch, which I did, and have a good time. I got out with a high GPA, had a lot of great networks, and just thought, well, I mean, I graduated from Carolina. People are going to be beating down the door. They were not beating down the door. So I started having to research it. And when I really started doing informational interviews, trying to network, somebody had taught me about networking, I really realized that PR was this perfect combination of what I could do with this, like, the zhuzh of advertising and being able to pull those one-liners and craft a story really quickly with the creative writing background, being able to write really well and tell a story and tell it in, somebody was like, I worked at A&F. But I mean, everyone, anytime you tell somebody you worked at Abercrombie and Fitch, like, ooh, look at you, you're so special. And I'm like, yes. I know, like, that was like getting a modeling gig, but getting a modeling gig for like $4 an hour, and you had to wear everything on top of it. Like, that was basically your parents paid. Abercrombie and Fitch made a lot of money off of our modeling gigs, to be honest. It was crazy. So I started talking to people and started going, like, this seems like a great fit for me. I got an internship and I just started digging in. So this is how I've crafted my own version of PR. And that was digging in and figuring it out and building a relationship. So at its core, PR is public relations. It is your relationship with the public, whatever that is. And so I loved this idea of being able to put forth a really positive message for people and to create that. Then I got really into the media and building relationships with media and just shooting the bull with them. Like, this is a G-rated, so I'm not going to say what we really shot, but, and my mom might listen to it this some point in time and she would get very angry at me, my sweet Baptist mother. But I loved it and I was really good at it. And that's when I then went and got, and this is where the books come in. I started volunteering for a nonprofit and it was called Charlotte Reads. And Charlotte Reads needed a new director. I applied to be the director and I remember going in and it was like, I was going from like making $26,000 to $42,000. I thought, and guys, that was a lot of money in the early 2000s for a kid that's like 25. in PR, especially. It wasn't like the 100K that everyone else got in the bank. But for me, and I remember the night before, I was like, what am I doing? I have no idea how to run anything. I have no idea how to do any of this. What am I going to do? So what I did was leaned back onto like what I already knew. And I knew how to shape and create a story. So I took Charlotte Reed's and made literacy the number one issue, economic issue in Charlotte. So once your basic needs are met, what we have learned about literacy is people, once your basic needs are met, what is the next thing to get you from to climb the socioeconomic ladder? And a lot of it is the ability to read. And so many of our people cannot read past a third grade level, but yet so much of our world operates at a third grade level. Your prescription bottles, being able to do, just being able to like get on a podcast with you and go, oh, I need to read the Zoom thing or figure out a Zoom. All of these things that we think are innate, our friends that are unable to read at a certain level can't do it. So they cannot function. So I crafted it and I made it and we got all this extra funding. And that's when I went to work at the library. And that's really like, I loved working at the library, but I got off my trajectory, right? Like I started getting into fundraising and community building and all of these sorts of things, which all led to me being an amazing PR practitioner now. But I do think at times, and that's why I always encourage people, because I know probably athletes and all this kind of listen to you, and we've got a lot of gym owners out there that are, they're like, or people that want to be a trainer or all these sorts of things. Like, you've got to figure out, what do I actually want to do? And then how do I want to make money on it? And like, is this the actual trajectory of my life? And I love literacy. If someone asked me to run a literacy organization now, I probably would, because I feel so passionately about it. However, I don't think I would give up my PR work to do it. And I think too many people, when I work with them and I work with people, like, they just are chasing dollars. And I know I'm chasing dollars a lot. Like, it's frustrating and it's scary. And we get in this mindset of like, oh my God, how am I going to get it all done? But if you're not walking in your authentic, genuine story, which is what I unpack with people all the time, and I've created this methodology around it, you're never fully going to reach your potential. So that's what like PR has taught me, is my version of it, which is truly my version.
So kind of define, because I feel like now, you know, there's a blurred line between PR and influencer. And so yes. What can you kind of take us through? Like, what's the difference?
Yeah. And even marketers, like marketing is a very business term. People will come to me and they'll want a marketing plan. And I'm like, I don't do marketing, because you're going to want data. You're going to want all these sorts of things. But influencers are a part of PR. A true PR person understands strategy, understands how to craft your story, and understands how to keep you going long after your launch event or long after whatever that news story is. So the way I teach it, I have this methodology. It's called purpose, pitch, perform. So you have to figure out what your purpose is. Why do you want people coming to your restaurant? Why do you want people listening to your podcast? Why do you want people coming to your gym? Why? Because people are drawn to a why, and people are drawn to a story, right? Like, we remember story. There's a methodology that our brain remembers story. So you have to operate that way. I've got somebody, this is such a great, one of my people watching is like, the owner of Chobani wants to be competition with integrity and giving back. Like, that's what if you align with that, that's what you do. That's your purpose, right? Like, my purpose is to operate in integrity and to operate in giving you a foundation. The next is pitch, right? And an influencer is someone you pitch a story to. An influencer is just like, they have thousands of followers who will do whatever they say. That is an amazing tool. If I had thousands of followers, that's what I have in books. If I tell you to read a book, you are going to read a book. I've worked 15 years. I was at Charlotte Reed's in 2005. Like, I've worked there that long. I've built up that credibility. I did not buy that credibility. I built it up. And true influencers are amazing at that, but they are not PR people. They are a notch in the rig, just like PR is a notch in the rig of your marketing, advertising, promotion. That's what an influencer is. An influencer is no different than a blogger, than a TV anchor, than a podcaster. You're all part of a bigger plan. So that's what an influencer does. So yes, that person, if you're just opening a restaurant and you want to get 10,000 people there on opening day, perfect. If you want your restaurant to then remain throughout COVID, throughout all the things that are going to come, I have yet to see an influencer, true influencer, have the skills to do that. A PR practitioner thinks in purpose, pitch, and then a real one does that perform. So what do you do, right? Like, I have an opening, a media night with one of my clients this week, and people are being funny about being inside. So I'm going, we've got three or four people coming, we've got them social distance and all that, but then I'm coming so I can grab quotes from them and send them to other media people and to keep the momentum going. That's where you have to have, if you really want to invest. I know people that pay $4,000 for an influencer to show up. I'm sorry, but I need to cut. That is bull crap. Like, you, that is a waste of money, because you're going to get 10,000 people to come up and they're coming because that person said to. If you have a crappy night and bad service or something happens, you've blown $4,000. And influencers start at $4,000. They can go up to more. You've blown it. But if you get somebody that's rolling with you, if you paid me $4,000, oh my gosh, we had this come up. It is my job to fix it, to create another event, to create the right buzz around it. Strategy costs money. It's not sexy. It is not, well, now I'm growing on Instagram. So what I really want to teach people is to stop looking at the here and now and what's sexy now and build a strategy around it. That's why you spend $4,000 with a publicist, a PR person, over $4,000 to get a few quick likes. Because you're also going to be frustrated. I've had people seriously stop talking to social media people. They're like, well, she got me that, but then nothing happened from it. Was anything supposed to happen from it? Was that part of your contract? No, she did her job, you know? And that's the difference in influencers and public relations. And PR is also not advertising. There's no direct correlation. It's a softer skill, but it's about building raving fans. PR people build raving fans who are going to stay with you no matter what.
What three tips would you give someone that they don't have a lot of money to invest into PR right now, but what are three tips you can give them to start PR on their own?
Okay. So I always start with your why. Why is this interesting to you? Why do you want to do it? Because your why will keep you going. It's like my kind of methodology that I'm only going to give you a snippet because this costs a lot of money, people. Tens of forties of dollars. Because you can join my PR club for $47 a month. I'm such an infomercial right now. I'm so proud of myself. So really figure out your why. Then figure out who you want to talk to. And a lot of times who you want to talk to may not be who's listening. So you need to look at who you want to talk to versus who is listening and see if who is listening is actually buying for me. And if they're not, then do I need to change my message? Nikita B just jumped on my Instagram lab and y'all should follow her. I am Nikita B. You will laugh your butt off all the time. But Nikita B is like, the laughing nerd, like she's about joy giving, joy bringing. We all know that about her. She puts it out every single day. We know, and she's a nurse and she's a boss and all of these sorts of things. She puts it out every day. So that's who she reaches. I put out every day and I'm shifting mine. Like sometimes you have to shift. I work with small businesses and solopreneurs. It is, so I have to be talking to them. The other day I talked about, and I hope I'm answering your question, but this is a big deal. Like, everyone these days wants to be wearing the most expensive things and carrying the most expensive things. And if you're not, you don't look successful. And it feels hard when you're looking at your bank account and you're like, I mean, if a Louis Vuitton is a business investment, maybe it's a business investment. Whereas I'm always going to spend it on like some sort of business something. But you need to know who you're talking to. And my audience doesn't need me carrying a Louis Vuitton. Like, they're okay, but I need to share that with them and share with, here's why it's okay that I'm buying, like, I'm living in, you know, buy one, get one Crown and Ivy because I love pops of curler, or I wear the same three Lululemon tops all the time because all I do is wash. Like, my goal is not right now to be flashy. My goal is to provide impact. So there are people out there who also just want to provide impact. It is not about them. I'm okay being your supporting character and your cheerleader. So that's the other thing. Figure out who's listening to you and who you want to talk to and decide, do I want to talk to who's listening to me? So how do I shift my message? Or do I want to bring in people that are going to be my group? So my word for 2021 is gather. Who do I need to gather around me so I can be a better supporting role for them? And then the last thing is just perform. You've got to keep doing it. You don't have to do everything. I'm going to re-record a little snippet of a webinar and I can send it to you to send out to people with this, but you don't have to do everything. Choose three things. And that goes back to your target audience. Where are people hanging out? So if you're a business and all you're doing is spinning your wheels on TikTok, is anyone on TikTok? But if you're a crafter and you're not on Pinterest, why are you not on Pinterest? So it's seeing where people are hanging out and digging into those three tabs, those three channels. And that's the best. That's how you build your core. That's how you start to make more money so you can hire someone else to do it. That's why I've created all my different programs, is the goal is to either empower you to do it yourself or to then give you the tools. So if you want to hire me on a short-term basis, you can. Because I also know who I am, and I'm not somebody that can work years and years and years on an account. Like, I have to see movement, and I love projects. I love building up people. And unless the project is constantly, like, there's one client that we're really pitching that they're going to have so much movement in the next year that they need someone ongoing. Most people don't need a publicist for 6 months, but most publicists make you hire them for 6 months, which I get. They're trying to run a business too. But it's finding, I want to empower people to do it themselves, bring them back into community and keep them going. And then if you're like, okay, I need you for 2 hours of coaching to get me through this. Cool, we can do that. So that's, I like to build a foundation. So recapping that, it's why you're doing it, who you're talking to, and where are they hanging out so you're talking to them? In three places. Always just choose three places. Otherwise, it's too much. And I do think one of those places is Instagram. And I also think another one of those places is sending emails to people. I still think, even if you're, people are like, only 5% of people open my emails. Well, that's 5% of people who can do business with you. And you're directly talking to them. Sending personal emails. Like, I'm going to invite 11 people to be in my higher level, which is only $97 for my PR club, but I'm going to send personal invitations to them. I work with a bunch of nurses. I'm going to create an entire nurse-only working up to IV hydration, Nikita B, breaking news, only for them, because I want to target some of these. Like, what's going on with nurses may be different than what's going on with small businesses. They're all working in the small business, but I think there's different challenges. So really speaking to your audience is going to be key.
This is awesome. This is such valuable information that you shared. This is awesome. Well, So where can somebody find you, connect with you, and join your programs?
So the best bet, I'm pouring most of my stuff because I'm is either Arden_McLaughlin on Instagram, or and that'll lead you, my link tree will lead you to my website, which is Marketing Definita, which is, again, why it's hard. Definita, I love the name because it's really distinctive, but it's also hard to spell. So it's Definita. So, but Definita, marketingdefinita.com or Arden_McLaughlin are the two best ways.
And we'll post the link when we send this out.
So nice.
Yeah. Well, you've got you're just so good at what you do, and it's awesome to have you on. I'm gonna flip the script though, because now we're gonna talk about workouts. I want to know what your absolute favorite workout is, because I know that you work out.
Okay. Celia,
I just got the full name.
I can't remember where Celia, like somebody else is Celia. Celia. Where did I get that? Oh, Cecilia. I'm rewatching New Girl. Cecilia. Oh,
I love New Girl. Okay, sorry. We could get so distracted. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I love working out at Hooga with that crew over there. I love my Peloton, man. Like, especially now that I have to wear a mask and I hate, like, I will follow the rules because I want these gyms to stay open. But I love to work out, but also just like, I love a good long walk.
Well, before I let you go, and this is one thing I always ask of everybody that comes on, but is there anything on your heart that you want to share? Like, you know, something that you feel like is important to you or that, you know, could help somebody else. We have a lot of women that listen and yeah. I love it for everyone to share.
That is a really good question. I have seen more than ever, maybe it's this year we've slowed down, people are just cruel and they don't think about what they say and they don't think about the ramifications of what they say. And also my other thing is stop screen grabbing things and sending around to people. Like that has ruined more relationships I've seen as like a screen grab. Like, did you see what this is such and such said? Like, taken out of context. Again, I'm a PR person, right? Like, what's the full story? What else is going on? And all of this like backbiting is killing us. And I'm talking to women right now. I know there's a lot of women that listen to us and like either we're going to come together or we're going to fall apart. And I'm going to tell you, those of us who have come together, we're stronger together. We're better together. Like there is just this beauty to being in community and supporting each other. Y'all have watched what Seal has built. And like, this is not new for Seal. Seal's, I've known her since 2018, but this has been her heartbeat forever. And what you're seeing now is just a production of years and years and years and years of putting positivity out in the world. And I wish there was more of that. I wish there was more grace. And what if we just stopped? What if you heard a bad thing about someone and you just stopped it there? You just went, I'm not the audience for this. What if you just did not carry it on? Because at some point in time, your hurtful words get into that person's soul and they start to churn it, you know, and they start to churn and more comes. You don't know the full story of anyone. So if you don't like them, that's fine. Just stay out of their business. That's how we as women think we have to be friends with everyone. We do not, sis, we do not. But God, be nice. It sounds so easy. God, people are mean.
It really is. Like, I feel like anger has been unleashed in a different way. And I think there are people that, like, people just say anything and everything. And it's what you put out there. You attract what you put out. And I appreciate you saying that about the positive vibes that I've put out or what I continue to put out, because that really is my heart. I think there needs to be more love, more grace, more forgiveness, more patience, kindness. Like I think we'll just be better humans.
Yeah. Brené Brown said something years ago. What if you just assumed everyone's doing the best they can? How would it all be different? Like, I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. It's
real. And you've always been authentic and real. Like you're a straight shooter. I mean, you don't sugarcoat anything. Like she just tells you how it is.
Yeah.
Like, but with that, there's genuine love behind it. You're always looking out for somebody's best interest and you're always looking out for the best in people. And I can say that firsthand because I experienced that with you, not just working with you, but you as a person.
And I will say, I don't do it without permission.
No. But, oh yeah. No, that's like, yeah.
Yeah. If you're a paying client, you haven't been into that space.
He's going to tell you.
Yeah. That's my responsibility. If you get mad at me as a paying client for what I say, then I'm not being a good steward of your money, right?
Right.
I should not tell you. And I have to check myself sometimes when I'm like, oh, maybe that's not what they want to do. I'm like, no, they're paying you for your advice. Mm-hmm. You have to give your advice. But yeah, other than that, like, there's a lot of people that just think they can say whatever they want to. I did not invite you into that space.
Yeah, you have to be invited. Like, and open the door for that. I just don't think it's just open game. I don't think that either.
And just because you drink too much, that doesn't give you permission as well. Right? Like, people are like, oh, I was tired. Oh, I drink too much. Oh, I didn't. It's still out there. And so if you're going to speak out of turn when you're too tired or whatever, because I know, like, if I'm tired, I shut everything down because I'm mad. When I'm tired, I'm just angry. Then shut it down. Have a way to keep your mouth shut or send me money for the therapy bills I'm going to have to deal with because of what you've said to me. Because I could shut down being an empath, but then I would not be able to do my job as well. So I would lose a lot of that creativity. So if you're going to talk crap about me, I'm going to bill you $200 for everything you say because somebody has to pay my therapist and it might as well be you. Your crappy comments now cost $200. Venmo Arden _McLaughlin.
See, it's not worth it. It's not worth all the crappy comments.
I think that's my next Instagram post.
Right. Positive vibes are free.
Positive vibes are free, but your crap talking is $200 because right. That's a therapist an hour.
Talking about New Girl, remember the jar? What was the
Yes! Yes.
The jar.
God. I mean, that jar had money in it. Oh shit.
Yes. Every time.
Oh, Schmitty. I love
him.
Cecilia, I don't want to get dropped off here.
Right.
Schmidt, I'm embarrassed.
I love Schmidt. He's so great. This has been such a great conversation. I honestly really appreciate you coming on today and sharing from your heart and then sharing some things that are practical that we can all apply. And then hopefully you all are going to jump on and join her PR club. Like, do it. So don't miss out on this opportunity to work with her. It's amazing. Well, thanks so much for being on, Arden. Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.